Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Wrapping up here on Take Command with some NFL league-wide news. And the news is, we got some new rules to talk about, Logan. The hip drop tackle, the swivel hip drop tackle, more specifically, has been banned. We'll talk about that in a moment. But as we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon, just a few hours ago, the NFL also approved a massive overhaul to the kickoff rules. Logan, I apologize to you and the audience, but I'm just going to read from the ESPN.com story here to try to give people the full scope of things. So for the people that complain that I talk too much, I'm sorry that I'm about to read a bunch. During the 2024 season, kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30. So you'll have like a 5-yard zone where return team will match line up, and that's 5 to 10 yards away from the kickoff team. Up to two returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20. No one other than the kicker and the returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line and no fair catches will be allowed. In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise onside kicks allowed. This, of course, takes the philosophy of the XFL with a slight shift where players are aligned. The more than 90% of kickoffs were returned during the XFL's 2 seasons. NFL special teams coaches who participated in designing the NFL version are hoping for a return rate of at least 80% in 2024. So the goal here, Logan, more returns with less gigantic collisions and thus less concussions and injuries. What do you make of this as a former special teamer who screamed down on kickoffs and buried your head in people?
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize, maybe you do. Kickoff's scary, dude. Like, I used to be back like when the 4-man wedge was there, and that was a very, very physical play. And I think the steps the NFL has taken to ensure player safety and limit player injury, I think, are the right steps. And, you know, I think I was getting kind of frustrated watching games on Sunday and not getting the excitement of a return. Like, that was kind of starting to bother me. It's like, why is this play even here? So I do think that this is kind of a, you know, it's a change. I know change is hard for people to understand. I know, like, traditional football purists are like, you know, they're neutering the game or whatever's happening. And I understand that. But I also care about, you know, these guys being able to live long and healthy lives post their NFL careers. And I think this is a step in that direction. And I do think, you know, I did the radio play-by-play for the XFL with Grant Paulson when that was a thing. And for the Defenders, this was in 2020. And the thing that really stuck out to me is it did make the play more exciting. You did get more returns. You did get to see people making teams because of their return ability, right? It wasn't just a throwaway thing. Now, you know, in the NFL, you need a punt returner. Kick returner is a throwaway. this has changed that. I think this changes that dynamic for the better. I think this makes that back half of the roster more relevant because they actually have to cover kicks now. And I think all of those things are important, right? Player safety, encouraging that middle class, a special teams player on the roster, encouraging, giving a guy an opportunity who is a return specialist to make the roster. So I do think there's value here. It's going to look different. It's going to be different. It's going to take some time to make sure that it works effectively. But if they do get that 80% return rate, like I am all for it. I am 100% for this. And it's something that I think will help make the game on Sunday a little bit more exciting and make this play more relevant again.
For sure. And to be clear, they are now marking touchbacks on kickoffs at the 30. So that is going to encourage teams not to just kick the ball through the end zone, because giving the ball at the 30 to the other team is not exactly ideal compared to the 20 where it used to be. So I think that I agree with you. I would love to see them go full. I don't think this was the rule in the XFL in terms of onside kicks, no onside kicks. I'd love to see the 4th and 15, the 4th and 20, whatever you want to do. Super high risk, but you let the best players decide the game. Like I would much rather see Patrick Mahomes on a 4th and 20 deciding a critical playoff game. Can he get that next possession versus an onside kick scramble situation that has nothing to do. Like, it's a play we see 14 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like that to me is not as football-y as a, you know, quarterback lining up and playing offensive football.
Yeah.
So I think that is not making it into this revamp, but I do agree with you that one of the things the NFL has to figure out is like, how do we keep the parts of the game that we like? Special teams is a huge deal beyond just kicking and like does the field goal go in or not, and getting this kickoff return back I think is great, and there's a huge trickle down effect on the middle of the roster, like you said, that I think the NFLPA is probably pretty happy about as well, not to mention the player safety concerns being alleviated.
Yeah, and again, like that, like why it's still hard, it's still challenging, you're still essentially doing the same technique, but like I'm telling you, man, like that, like being a frontline kickoff guy was a brutal thing. Being a backline kickoff guy was a brutal thing. And so as much as like that was a nice way to kind of be like, hey, I'm, you know, making the NFL because I'm a true tough guy, I think these guys are also tough. I don't think it diminishes that in any way. I think it values space players a little bit more, but that's the way the game's going anyway. You know what I mean? Like they're, you know, you don't need those big bruising fullbacks back in the wedge anymore because that's not a thing. So get good space players, get good athletes. Like that's what you want for your DBs, your linebackers, your safeties. Let them fill that role. Let those guys, again, give them an opportunity to develop. You know, like that special teams player is like, it's like a farm system for the NFL. And so as that had started to erode from the NFL and the things that were going on in terms of kickoff coverage, that developmental element was also starting to leave. So I'm again, is it perfect? No, I do think that 4th and 15 thing would have been awesome, but is it perfect? No, but in terms of a direction that's going that makes the play relevant again, allow special teams coaches to do their job, I think this is a good step in that direction. And can they tweak it? Yes, and I understand it's different than what people are used to, but there's a lot of big changes that have made the game better, you know, and I think this is one of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For sure. And that was the last point I was going to bring up quickly is I'm excited for special teams coaches. Like you got a couple months here to get in the lab and figure out how you want to return kicks. Like how many players do you want in back at the 30? How many do you want at 35? How do you want if you're the kicking team, how do you want to attack whatever formation you're going to see? So like there's a lot of innovation that has to happen now. And certainly they'll watch some old XFL tape, but you got special teams coaches now. They got to figure out some new stuff of how to return and cover kickoffs. That's going to be really fun. Of course, the big news that really blew up earlier in the week was the banning of the hip drop tackle, specifically as they're calling it the swivel hip drop tackle. So this is when a defensive player wraps up an offensive player around the hip, pulls them kind of around down to the ground, and specifically lands on their legs. I have a very unpopular opinion, Logan, here, which is that I am really happy that they did this. I know this is really hard for defensive players, and I do think that there probably should be some discussions on how to make defensive players' lives easier, because it seems like all they do is make it harder. But at the end of the day, the player safety risk outweighs the difficulty thing here. And when you watch a guy like Mark Andrews lose a ton of a season, Kenyon Drake, I saw the former Dolphins running back talking about how one of these tackles cost him a lot back in 2021, not to mention the physical pain that it can put them in. I know it's hard. I know it's unpopular, but like, this is a change that makes the game safer. It was trending in the wrong direction, and ultimately they go with the ban. That's where I sit on it. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I understand people's frustration because I want to watch football, you know, and I think they're going to have to work through how to call this. I think that's the thing I have them have an issue with is like, I want players to be safe. I don't want people to get hurt. It is a violent game. People do get hurt doing violent things. I understand that. And so that's where, again, like I feel for the defensive players here. Like I've been hip tackled multiple times in my career. It does not feel great. Thank God I didn't hurt myself worse than, you know, just a mild ankle sprain or whatever. But I think it's just going to be hard to officiate. It's the thing that I have with it, right? Like I think the head up tackling was important. I think that change was essential. I think this kind of falls in the same vein. But it doesn't seem like it needs to be quite as immediate. It's a very specific thing they're trying to take out, right? It's like when you like you can still hip drop. I just can't drop on your legs, correct? That's
correct.
The way I read it. Yeah.
It's if like I use my entire body weight and launch myself and land on your legs, that is now illegal.
Yeah.
So if you can do it in a way where kind of like you fall to the ground and almost like is wrestling someone down.
Yeah.
Where like I grab you, I sit on the ground and then pull you over me. I think that is still fine and legal because at that point, like I'm on the ground, not on your legs.
Yeah.
It's when I like launch myself. And I think that's kind of a lot of the ways that if I'm a defensive coach, I would be thinking about teaching tackling these days is like, I need you to finish through the player. Because if you wrap up and go through the player, you're not at risk for basically anything except for if you spear a quarterback. But all those, you know, if you're in the field of play, you're not going to get in trouble for wrapping up. And that's the, I think the big difference. If you launch, now you're probably going to get a penalty. But to your point, I think an important clarification that the league has put out here is they're not really going to push refs to call this. This is the kind of thing that's going to be legislated at the league level. If the refs see it and it's egregious and, you know, obviously if a guy gets hurt, you might be a little bit more obvious in calling it. But generally speaking, they're going to tell the refs, like, use your discretion and use a lot of discretion. And if we review it and feel like a player broke the rules, we'll fine them, which is not going to feel good for the bank account, but you're not going to have a wishy-washy call affect a game on a Sunday in an ideal world of how this is going to be brought to the officials.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be the, I think that's probably the best way you could handle it. You know, again, with the kind of this gray rule. And I think, I don't know, Will, our producer, if you could look up, I think rugby banned this tackle a couple of years
ago.
That is correct. And it hasn't really affected the play there at all. And I think to your point, Craig, it's because of how they coach the tackle, right? It's like they coach through the player. They still coach the alligator roll, which is something that you're probably pretty familiar with. You just can't land on the player's legs. So the alligator roll is like when the head's behind, like the ball carrier is running, you know, ahead of you, you put your hat behind instead of in front of the ball, you rip around, and I can still rip around. I just can't fall on your legs. And so I think all of those kind of traditional tackles that people are thinking of that are going to be banned, I don't think will be banned by this rule. It's just a very specific, I'm on your hips. It's usually when a player is getting dragged, instead of sitting on the ground, they intentionally do it. They jump on the back of your legs so you fall. And I think like by the thing you just described it should be very relatively clear and a very small percentage of total tackles, I would think. But again, like I always get nervous when they legislate tackling because it is harder on the defender, but I don't, at least in my recollection, I don't think it comes up as often as people think.
It's so bang bang that I do feel like it's something that the way they're going to officiate this at the league level, so to speak, is probably the correct way. I feel bad for defensive players are going to get fined, but at least you're subject to a review, and it's not like you do it. You get flagged, you cost your team the game, and then the league is like, sorry, we messed up. Like, if you get fined, it's because you did the thing. The Australian Rugby League did ban this tackle in 2023, and they still tackle just fine. So I think that that's an important caveat. And to the numbers side of it, Logan, like you said, it's somewhat rare. These tackles happened 235 times in the NFL last season, which turns out to be about once per game.
Every game? Wow.
That's about one per each individual game. So every single game that gets played, you probably have one of these tackles on average. Yeah. And 15 times, so about once a week, you saw a player sustain a multi-week injury. So they leave the game and they miss at least one other game. So like it's happening frequently enough that you have an major injury problem. And if you can get it out of the game, that's good. And by the way, those numbers were trending up. I mentioned that in passing earlier, but those numbers were getting worse year over year. So if you can get it out of the game and ultimately make the game safer, but not have these huge officiating blowups that change the scope of games in games, doesn't change the flow, I think that's the best way to go about it. And that's what they're going to try to do.
And that's a pretty low frequency. You know, honestly, like one a game, you know, one in 70 plays, I don't think this will be this drastic effect. You know, I know people are upset about it and I understand why. And again, I'm a traditionalist. I don't like when they legislate tackling like this, but I understand the motivation by the league to kind of keep players safe. So
I also think that there are things that they could do to make the game easier for defensive players.
Yeah.
And like some of the stuff that they have legislated out for competitive reasons to try to increase scoring, we can go back on that.
Yeah,
and like some of it is every rule change is the NFL is making it harder for defensive players. So if we go, hey, this is non-negotiable because it's a player safety issue, what's the thing that we can go back on and give defensive players in return? And some of it's just like changing points of emphasis. Like if I'm going to bat down a pass and I accidentally brush the quarterback's helmet, we don't have a 15-yard personal foul penalty. Like that's insane. Yeah. So I think there's things that the league can and should do to kind of give back to defensive players. But for a player safety reason, as the 230 tackles that it was last year was a 65% increase year over year, clearly stemming this before it gets out of hand and really, you know, does more damage than it's already done, I think was the right move. Okay, that is our show for today. One more pod this week as we continue to march towards the NFL draft. So we'll talk to you later in the week. Thanks for listening. See you on the radio. Until then, for Logan, I'm Craig here on Take It Man.